You had a bit of an interesting day the other day. I know, like, you've spoken about this a lot on the show, Vic, about the fact that you're adopted.
Yeah.
You've never met your dad. You obviously have met your birth mum and you're the best of buddies.
Yeah.
But you're still tracking down your dad, and that's something that you've been working on for the last couple of years. But you you met a relative you didn't even know you
had. I haven't met her yet. We've been messaging for about a year. But I took a DNA test and I discovered I have an aunt. And she is an only child, which means I am her only family.
In the whole world?
In the whole world.
Wow.
And we discovered each other through DNA testing. So we've been messaging backwards and forwards, and she's going to come to Cork. And we're going to meet each other.
How does this DNA testing work?
You basically, I mean, there's a lot of DNA testing websites now that are available.
Mm-hmm.
You spit into a tube.
That's it.
That's it.
So you have to put your DNA needs to be registered online.
Yeah, you spit into a tube, you send it away, and it takes about 8 to 10 weeks for them to process your DNA and for them to come up with any matches that you may have. Now, those matches obviously have to already be on the system somewhere, otherwise they couldn't match you because
of
they
course,
don't have
yeah,
the
yeah.
DNA of the other person.
Yeah.
But that's how it works. And so we've discovered each other, and she never knew, and she thought she had absolutely no family at all. And she now has a niece, and that's me.
Do you want to hear something mad?
Yeah.
You told me her name.
Yeah.
And you said, look her up, she's gorgeous. Went into Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's following me.
Oh yeah, you see.
Am I related to her too? Are we sisters and brothers?
Oh my God, imagine.
Good Lord.
Oh, lads, that would be a miracle.
Hilarious. So now you have...
see, she probably follows you because she knows about the show.
Oh, she knows...
knows who you are just because we have obviously talked about what we do for a living and all the rest of it. So So it's really exciting.
What if she's AI?
She's not AI.
I'm just saying, you know the word that... You've been speaking to a chatbot in China.
Imagine, lads.
I'm delighted. When are you going to meet up?
Not sure yet. She's going to book some flights and let me know.
Get her over to Cork.
Yeah.
Bring her for an old sloppy Foley's. Introduce her to the spice bag. Into the donkeys. And that's Victoria's world. Matt, what is going on? First of all, two things. Yes. The George Foreman scandal.
Yeah.
That's going on in Red FM at the moment.
Yeah.
So somebody brought in, I don't know who brought in a George Foreman grill. It's one of the smaller ones. But a couple of weeks ago, it was left on.
Well, I noticed, I went into the kitchen at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the smell of burning in there was savage. I went over to the worktop, and this thing was literally on the verge of melting.
Yeah. And I came in a couple of weeks ago, and it was left on overnight. So there was panic stations.
There was.
Like, lads, do you realise we're at 22.9% market share, in record numbers for the radio station, and now we're going to burn it down? Is that what we're going to do, everybody?
Yeah. So it's turned into this big debacle now, hasn't it?
And nobody knows who brought it in, and nobody will put their hand up and go, it's my George Foreman.
I brought in the faulty George Foreman.
Yeah. So now Dan has gone, and he's put this. It's like a timer plug on it. It'll only work for 15 minutes at a time.
That's
which is very clever.
Absolutely. So I don't know what you would want to cook in a George Foreman that would cook any more than 15
minutes.
It's
for toasted sandwiches, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Whoever's using it is making toasties out of it.
Oh, they're not frying sausages and rashers.
No, you can do, obviously.
I thought that's what they were doing in it.
You can do loads of things in it. You don't cook meats because you're a vegetarian, but in the George Foreman, it's angled. So all the grease rolls off it and it goes into a grease tray. And you're looking at it going... That's what you're putting into your body.
Oh yeah, I know.
Man,
shocking.
Anyway, the George Foreman scandal has been sorted out. The other thing I wanted to chat about: what's going on with all the plane crashes lately?
I know there's a lot of them, isn't there?
Oh my God! Yeah, did you see that one from Canada yesterday?
Yeah, horrific. See the state of the plane.
Unbelievable! It was a Delta Airlines plane.
Small plane though, was it? A smallish plane?
It seemed to be like a 100-seater job.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I don't know what it is about those kind of planes. When I see engines on the back wing and not on the actual wings.
It's so true, isn't it?
That says to me 1960s Russia.
When the engine is so loud that you can't hold a conversation over the top of it, worry.
Propeller engines, you know the ones you have to go out and actually physically pull down on the runway.
That's a whole other ball game.
No, I'm not getting in. I'm sorry. I want my. It needs to be a Rolls Royce engine, and there needs to be six of them.
No, I get you. Yeah, I do get you. That little one that used to go from Cardiff to Cork.
Yeah,
I used to get that a good bit back in the day when I first moved here.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was so noisy that you couldn't hear anything else apart from the engine.
You're in a compressed Pringles tin doing 700 miles an hour. Like, hello. But that jet that came landed in Canada yesterday, yeah. Your man smacked it off the runway and then it just flipped upside down.
Yeah.
Everybody got out.
It's unbelievable.
A miracle.
Yeah.
It's Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. 6:25 in the morning. We were talking about that flight radar thing.
Yeah.
And I've got a few of these kind of messages going in.
Just following on from your flight radar there, there's also a website that tells you every single aviation incident in real time. If you Google aviation incidents, it'll tell you every aviation incident, everything from simple stuff right up to not simple.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Yeah, that's an app you could lose days in, I'd say.
Oh,
couldn't you?
And you'd be a proper nihilist looking at that stuff just before you board a plane as well.
Oh, listen, you wouldn't want to be doing that. There's something about radio people and air... What's the obsession? Why do radio people have a bit of an obsession with aircraft and
that's
airlines?
That's very true.
Because it's true, you know.
Barry Lang, who used to be a DJ on 2FM years ago, quit radio and he's a passenger airline, flies for the Emirates or something.
What is it? What's
I don't know.
What's the attraction?
Ken Tobin, who you used to work with. Ken, aviation obsessed. Wayne, in his little plane. Does he still have his plane?
I'm also quite obsessed with aviation. Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't
why?
Know. Is it something to do with being on the air?
Or
I don't know. I don't get it.
There's a connection there anyway.
Anyway, hello to everyone in EMH Technical Services Limited. What kind of technical services do you do? It's not aircraft, is it, by any chance?
It would be great if it was.
Anyway, thank you for that. That's another app for me to go and check out. Cork's Good Times, Red FM Magic. It's the 19th of February. What? There's only... What? How many days left of February?
I know, lads. I know, lads.
6:54 in the morning. That is rude. So is this story, by the way. Have you ever written an online review for a business and given them a bit of a roasting?
I don't know.
The way the voice goes up nice and high, you have to think about it, maybe.
Yeah, I have.
Once, okay. Don't mention the company, obviously, but what was the industry?
I don't think it was an online review, more an email where I wasn't particularly satisfied with the service.
One was disappointed with one's service.
The customer service.
Oh, right, okay.
End of things.
Okay. She's pointing up, so it must be something to do with... Was it God?
You're not supposed
heaven.
To tell.
You wrote to St. Peter.
That's exactly it, lads. I wrote to St. Peter.
Okay. Gotcha. I know, I gotcha. Why are we shouting at the clouds? What happened? Was it something to do with the service?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. It's fine. Sometimes it's good to, you know, let them know they're not providing you with the service
exactly.
You expect of the company.
What about you, by the way? You're not getting out of that one. Come on.
I'll tell you what now.
Yeah.
I don't post any reviews online unless they're positive. Unless they're like they're if it's rubbish, I won't.
You see, if you're putting it online, you're making it public. That's
you are. You
that's
can,
a different.
You can see
level.
Your name. You can see what you've said about it.
If you're emailing a company specifically, that's
one on one. Yeah. But always give local businesses an old 5-star if you have a good service on them.
100%.
Because it really helps with the rankings on Google of where they are. So that's good to do. A man who branded a plumbing firm Cowboys and Gangsters in an online review has had to pay out 40 grand damages to the company. Stillorgan Gas Heating and Plumbing Limited sued this man from Rathfarnham for defamation following reviews on Trustpilot.
Yeah, you see.
So if they can prove that what you said was wrong, like it does, people really do live and die by reviews, don't they?
They do, and you are destroying someone's business. I'm not saying that if something wasn't done properly that you shouldn't complain, but if you, as we said, you're posting it online, it's for the world to see, and it does affect the rating of a business.
If you download the podcast for this show, will you do me a favour? Go hard on those 5-star.
Yeah,
it just it brings us up the rankings a little bit. You find new audience.
Yeah, we love you.
Go on.
Do us a favour there, lads. Go on, lads.
I'll buy you an ice cream. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. There goes the
Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
20 to 7 is the time. Morning, gang. Let's get some VIPs. Vic, what have you got for us?
Okay, Kim Kardashian has been talking about what it's like to be married to somebody and then they change. And mm-hmm. so you're forced into a divorce. And just how long it takes to get over something like that because you didn't necessarily have a hand in the fact that it was going to come to an end.
I wonder who she's talking about here.
I wonder. Have a listen to this.
That's the hardest part. I've been there. When you don't foresee something happening that really changes a person's personality and then they're not the same person and you can't ever get that person back, but you can't live with the new person. You know, like I get it. You know?
No, I know you get it.
It's tougher when you don't want your marriage to end off of like your personal reasons, but circumstances change that force your marriage to end. And that's not really the outcome you want, but there's no other option. I think it makes it like harder to get over.
Why do I go up on every Sunday?
I don't know.
Did you see what Kanye did yesterday, actually? So Kim has done this deal with Nike.
That's right, yeah.
Apparently Nike's shares plummeted like 20-something percent. Like they've lost billions.
Which is mad.
For a company that big, it's a huge global downturn on their products. Yeah. So they were like, quick, what do? Right, we get the biggest influencer in the world, which is Kim. Sign her up. They've done apparently one of the biggest deals ever. As wow. Like on a par with Michael Jordan for her Skims line.
Oh yeah, so, that's the yeah.
So it's going to be all
shapewear
for ladies, yeah. For gyms and for running and for exercising, but it'll be Nike Skims.
Okay, but it's, so they have the logo.
It's
on
in the billions and billions for her to do a deal with them. Nike's share price is flying up again.
Wow,
that's like regardless of what you think of the woman, she has some clout.
She
like
does.
She has some power. Yeah, you know, from and influence when it comes to just selling stuff. You know. But your man yesterday then goes up on X or whatever he's on, whatever he's let back on.
He's been let back on X, you're right, yeah.
And puts up a photograph of some Yeezys and said, oh yeah, I'm launching brand new Yeezys with Adidas as well.
Oh right, okay.
Totally made it up. Trying to take away from the deal she did with Nike.
Yeah, I don't know, lads.
So he was let go by from Adidas, I don't know, about a year ago, wasn't it?
What was that about again? Didn't he?
It was all when he went Lula on with all the ranting and God knows what he was coming out with.
Yeah, online, yeah.
They cut ties with him, so yeah.
It's a bit childish, all that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose, listen, I don't know how well the fella is, so I probably shouldn't comment much more on that.
Yeah,
you know, the Brit Awards are coming up. I don't even know, do people still watch these? But the final two performers for the 2025 Brit Awards have been confirmed. So Sam Fender and Lola Young are now going to join Jade Thirlwall, Sabrina Carpenter, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims and The Last Dinner Party. This, of course, will take place on March the 1st over in Blighty. I have a little quiz, Brits quiz for you.
Okay.
Which act has won the most Brit Awards ever?
Take that.
So close.
Ooh.
So close.
Is it a band?
No, it's a one person.
Oh, Gary Barlow?
No, Robbie Williams.
Robbie, really?
But
okay.
That was a good guess. I'm impressed by you.
Okay.
Who has won the most Brits for a female artist?
Adele.
Yeah, well done. And who has had the most nominations without ever winning an award?
Declan Nunney.
Radiohead.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think that'd be their scene anyway.
No, yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
But how they've never won an award is beyond me.
We should have the Brit Awards in here between you and Dan and John and Mark. That's what we'll do, won't we?
Up on stage. No bother, lads.
We'll build a little stage for you. No problem. All right, Post Malone, what's he up to?
Well, this is good news if you're a Post Malone fan. He's announced a massive tour this year. It's a European and a UK tour. You're going to have to head to London, though, if you want to catch him, because so far there's no sign of an Ireland date. But here he is chatting to CBS only about a month ago about what it means to him to be touring.
And I'm here and I'm on stage and I just want everyone to feel welcome and to feel loved. And that's the most important thing for me. I cannot even believe it, the place that I'm in.
I think Posty might be the soundest and nicest of all music artists in the world. He's just so kind
to
everybody.
Such a lovely guy, and he has a little kid now.
Yeah, he's mellowed out a little bit, isn't he? All right. We're talking about the times when you realise growing up, maybe secondary school, maybe even national school, when people that you were friends with were absolutely minted and you realised, oh my God, they've got way more going on than I do. And what was it that kind of kicked that off? I've been asking for your voice notes all morning and your messages. Let's see what we got going on this morning.
I knew my friends were loaded, or I realised they were loaded, when I first went to their house and they had this huge stairway and you could walk both sides of it. And then they had this cupboard under the stairs, which was full of boxes of crisps. I think their dad had his own business and he had a macro card. They also had the big bottles of sweets that you'd get in a sweet shop. Amazing.
Oh, when
it's always drinks and sweets and food, wasn't it?
And somebody had a buddy whose dad was in cash and carry and they got all the big boxes of stuff all the time.
Oh yeah.
Ridiculous.
Morning guys. I realised my friend was minted when I remember one time going to her house after school and discovering that they had a TV room, like a separate room for watching the television that wasn't their sitting room. And different members of the family could be in different rooms, all doing different things, and there was space for everyone. That was big millionaire energy for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A TV that wasn't black and white.
Exactly. Yeah.
So similar.
Lads, I remember a girl in our class who came in wearing a baby G watch. It literally blew all of our minds.
What was a baby G watch?
A baby G watch. I think
I can
remember.
The Aftershock watch or something.
Yes,
the massive one,
that's
wasn't it?
That's it. It was the big, massive Aftershock watch, yeah. I've another one here, lads. I had a mate and I knew she was well off. When I went to her house, they had a bidet in the bathroom.
A bidet?
And she had an electric organ in her bedroom. I knew she was loaded.
Whoa, she had a keyboard in the room and she'd wash her arse in the bathroom.
That's a lot of time to be alive.
I know, yeah.
I realised over time that I was poor because I used to have all little Analdi with all the branded name on it, or they'd all have the same wrapping. I remember Suit Value used to have Daily Basics and it'd all be white and it was very obvious that I had all the cheap stuff. And then all the kids that were loaded had the great branded Kellogg's cereal bars and all the yogurts with the balls, the good ones. But I used to get them once a month, and then I realised over time why I was getting them once a month was because it was children's allowance.
Ah, Nicole. Come here, those old, we still use all those old cheap old branded
absolutely
ones.
Absolutely,
they're
with
the
that
job.
Yeah, I realised that the other kids in school were rich when I saw them with shoes, and I had no shoes. Poor me.
Oh, you poor old Dibbly. But you know what? Joke as you might, shoes were the big thing for me because there was a guy called Cormac who was in one of the years. Every single time the new Jordans came out, every time the new Nike brought out a new shoe, he had them.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. But we found out why, that he'd have them for a month and then he might encourage a little kind of look, the sole is coming off, and go bring them back into the shop. Trade them in for new ones. And he was doing this for years on end.
Morning. How I would have known that the kids in my class in primary school were more well off than the rest of us was their books would have been covered in that plastic see-through stuff, while the rest of us had our books covered in brown wrapping paper.
Oh, the brown wrapping paper. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We used to cover ours in wallpaper.
In wallpaper?
Yeah.
Really?
Wallpaper. Flowery wallpaper. I'm not even joking. Lads, you knew they were rich when they had new school uniforms twice a year. Ooh. And you had to wait for your brother to grow out of his before you got the new one. That was from Ken. Well done, Ken.
I love this one. They did Disneyland every year. We did Tremore and Waterford.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello. There's somebody ringing. Sorry, I can't take your call on WhatsApp. Apologies.
These are so good.
0868 104 106.
How I knew my friends were minted was when they had new jocks and socks every week and I was wearing hand-me-downs. There you go, la. When you're joking, me mum is going to kill me.
€1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. 8:17 in the morning. There you go, la. Morning, Fiona. How are we?
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are representing Cloyne down East Cork direction. Fiona is back to take €1,000 off us. Now, what we need here, within the time constraints of 60 seconds that we have, we must get correct answers for everything, all right?
You're going to be great, Fiona.
Okay.
Fiona, I know you're a nervous wreck.
Friday I got 10 out of 10 listening to someone else do it. So.
I know, yeah.
What are you getting off air, by the way? When you're listening every day, what are you generally hitting?
I go somewhere between 7 and 10. Sports and politics, things like that catch me. But like Friday, okay. I got 10 out of 10. I was flying and I was so happy. I was
all
like,
right.
Well
him.
Done.
Okay, listeners, if you get a 10 out of 10 in this round, message us straight away.
Absolutely.
We want you on tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe Fiona will do the honours beforehand. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Fiona, who is Homer's wife in The Simpsons?
Marge.
Which of these is a movie, The Hobbit or The Toaster?
The Hobbit.
Question number 3. Where would you find the Rock of Cashel?
Tipperary.
What Irish actor plays the penguin?
Colin Farrell.
Who sings the hit song Please, Please, Please?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Can you also tell me what Irish actor was in the new Gladiator movie?
Paul Mescal.
Question number 7. In the new Paddington movie, what country did he visit?
Peru.
Question number 8. What Una was in the band The Saturdays?
Healy.
Question number 9. A DeLorean was a car in what film?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. And question number 10. What Irish comedian wrote a book called Tickling the English?
Sorry, I can't hear that. Say it again.
What Irish comedian wrote a book called Tickling the English?
You've
got 4 seconds.
Michael McIntyre.
First of all, that was an unbelievable effort.
Stunning.
So good,
oh,
Fiona.
Okay.
You raced through it.
I'm still looking good.
Let's go back over these and see how you got on for €1,000 in cash on a Wednesday morning. Homer Simpson's wife is Marge. The Hobbit is correct. Tipperary is correct. Colin Farrell is correct. Sabrina is correct. The Irish actor that played Gladiator?
Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal.
Paddington in Peru is correct.
Yeah.
Una Healy in The Saturdays. A DeLorean. The car that was built in Belfast, they only built 1,000 of them. Somebody in Cork has a DeLorean Back to the Future car. I've been shouting about this for years.
Oh, we've got to find
it. Oh, my God.
I need you to bring it out to Red FM, please.
We've got to find
it's
that.
It's my dream to sit in one and go back to 1982.
Yeah.
For €1,000, for a grand in cash, €1,000 in your bank account today.
No.
What Irish comedian? What Irish comedian
Dara
has
O'Brien.
It's Dara O'Brien. I said Irish comedian. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't hear it. My line has gone funny. I couldn't, so I just heard English. I thought so, anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Fiona.
Yeah.
Not at all, guys. Jeez, that was. I'm proud of what I did there.
You should be, because you got 9 out of 10.
Kevin got 10 out of 10. Let's see who else got 10 out of 10.
Yeah, you see, it's
Brian got 10 out of 10. Others lots of 10. Somebody got 9.
Yeah,
I've got a dozen tens.
But Fiona, it is harder when you're on the spot, and I think you did a really, really, really good job there.
Fair play to you, Fiona. It's you're in the 9 out of 10 club. You got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. This is our 4th 9 out of 10 in a row. So we'll have you back another day very soon to play. Lots of love to everyone in Cloyne,
well done,
and thanks for listening, Fiona.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a good one.
God love her. I can hear the disappointment.
Yeah.
See what they've done over in New York.
What?
So, you know, when you get married, you need to have a witness.
Yeah.
They've changed the rules. Now your witness can be your dog.
What?
Yeah. You can bring your dog to your, be it the civil marriage or your actual wedding. And the dog is now a registered witness. And what they do is they get the little doggy's paw and they press it in ink and they put it on the cert as the witness.
Oh, I love it.
We're talking about how you realised that your friends in school were really wealthy and they had lots more going on than you did. What are your stories?
I remember in the late 90s going to my friend's house, and it was a big house, and he had MTV. I was like, oh my God, what is this? MTV, Jesus. And I went home and I asked my dad, could we get Sky? And he said that we couldn't get Sky at our house because it was too cloudy.
the excuses that parents used to come up.
Brilliant.
We can't buy, it's too cloudy.
Yeah.
Too cloudy.
Morning, lads.
Hello.
Yeah. There was a fellow in school, he was loaded. And when then Nike came out with new Air Jordans or whatever they were, we were so jealous that we got his shoes and basically permanent marker changed them from Nike to Mike, and the shoes were ruined. Sorry.
Mikey Air. Good man, big Mikey, 6'7", great for the basketball.
Hi, guys.
Hello. What have you got?
we knew growing up that we weren't rich because everyone used to get, remember, they used to get the milk delivered to school.
Mm-hmm.
But like if someone was sick, you'd get the bottle of milk or whatever. But we knew we weren't rich because my mum used to put it into a used Coke bottle. And sure, by the time lunchtime came, it was like cream.
Yeah.
But sure, you drank it anyway because you were so thirsty.
Yeah.
I love that.
Warm milk.
Hi, Casey and crew. I know my family was minted growing up. Well, every year we got to spend 4 weeks in Bali in a beautiful August. Bali Bunyan.
I love that.
Bally Bunyan, mate.
Nice one, Kat.
I love those messages. Thanks for that. Right, 8:36. It's Red FM.
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.
When did you realise that your friends at school were minted?
Yeah.
They had loads of money. Gary, my friend had every game for Commodore 64. I think I spent more time in his house than my own. Everyone had that buddy that had the latest computer. The latest computer, the latest game, and you would go home wrecking your parents' head looking for the same thing.
What's the equivalent to that now? Is it iPhones?
It's placed PS5s and whatnot.
Yeah.
Claire
messaged in here actually. She said, lads, if you went to a mate's house after school and they had real Coca-Cola in the house.
Real Coke?
You knew they were
fancy
loaded.
It's not like the 3 litres of nuclear cola that was made in Tipperary.
Yeah. Good value cola.
What was the big bottles of stuff you used to get?
Oh, like the... Do you remember the Soda Stream?
There was a 3 litre bottle of soda. It was something spring.
Oh, was it? 3 litre.
Yeah, it was a huge 3 litre bottle, and it was really cheap. It was like 150 or something, wow. But it was massive.
Wow.
Something spring. Does anyone remember?
Don't know.
They did Disneyland every year. They did Disneyland every year. We did Tremor in Waterford.
Exactly.
That's how we knew that they were loaded.
Yeah, exactly.
At break time, lads, there was a fella that we used to go to the shop with. We'd have a pound coin. He was cracking open a 50.
See, a 50. Yeah. Dan just messaged in, lads, you knew someone was loaded in your class if they had a Sega and a Nintendo.
The drink was Country Spring. Thank you, Cork.
Oh, Country Spring.
Massive big 3 litre. And you'd have a go at drinking it yourself as a young kid, wouldn't you? You'd horse through it. You'd be hopping off the walls
That's
for the day.
Funny, lads. Do you see this from Shane? Lads, my girlfriend at school actually told me that her family was down to earth because she only had a cleaner come once a week.
Oh, just once a week.
My family's very down to earth.
I want more of these, please. Voice notes or your messages. How did you know someone in school was absolutely minted? 0868104106. Nowadays, how you know someone's absolutely minted? Oh, they won the Red FM cash machine.
Oh, my God.
And you will be absolutely minted picking up 175k. That's what we're giving you a chance to win this week, guaranteed. All right, if you want to get in on the draw and get this magic phone call from Ciara Revins, all you got to do is text this number, 57557, and the word is red. Red to 57557. It will cost 250 to enter. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Goal Out network of stations, and the T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie. This is guaranteed money. It's going to go. We will keep going until we ring you. Aisling was the latest big winner of 141,000, and she's on maternity leave with her new baby at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's all the bills covered for a long time for Aisling and family, and a lot of holidays, maybe a new car. That's the college fund for the kid paper.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to play, text red to 57557. You're in the draw for 175k. Good luck.
Red FM's cash machine. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Good on you, Steph. 7:52, Vic. What's going on?
Okay, fans of Chapel Rowan are going to be pleased because it looks like she's got a new single coming out. She's been kind of teasing a new song in a really unusual way. So basically, over the weekend, she posted a hotline phone number online,
mm-hmm.
and she was inviting people to dial the number. So when you dial the number, you get a variety of choices offered that can be selected by pressing a number on the keypad. And I think it's little snippets of the new single, which is called The Giver.
No routes found.
That's what I'm getting with
it. Oh, really? Is it an American number, I wonder?
I've tried putting in a UK number into it.
I'd say try the code for America.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a look.
I don't know what the code for America is.
001, isn't it?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Okay, I don't think this is going to work.
Okay, let's try it. Will I give you the number?
Yeah, hold on a sec there now. Ah, yeah, I'll do it later.
All right, we'll do it later. Anyway, it's kind of a novel way to tease a new single, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was quite innovative. Kylie Kelsey, who is the sister-in-law of Travis Kelsey, has been talking on the Call Her Daddy podcast about what it was like when the family found out that Travis had a new girlfriend.
How did Travis tell you guys that he was dating Taylor Swift? I'm assuming like your family was like getting told this in some capacity at some point,
right?
We
were not.
You weren't?
No. I will say we knew before everyone else knew.
Okay.
But we were, it was not like...
It didn't hit the group chat.
No, it did not hit the group chat.
Did Jason tell you?
Jason and I found out together. But we knew before, like, they hard launched with her going to a game.
Imagine, did it hit the group chat?
Yeah.
Hey, lads, just so you know, I have a new missus.
Yeah,
her name is Taylor.
Taylor
Swift. You may have heard of her.
How many of you out there have done the hard launch or the soft launch?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You know what the soft launch is?
Yeah.
If you're seeing somebody new and the soft launch, it starts off with a photograph of just two hands holding a drink.
Oh, is that it? It's
and
not
then,
back of heads, no?
Yeah, and there might be an old
heads.
Somebody walking a dog in a photograph of the person that you're seeing ahead, but nothing is revealed.
That's right.
That's soft launching. Hard launch, straight in with a big photograph.
Yeah.
No messing.
Of the two of them. Kissing.
Come here, Robbie Williams, what's he up to?
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's been talking about how every photograph of him back in the day, he was just kind of giving this weird smirky smile and never really smiling properly. And it's because he was paranoid about the state of his teeth.
Yeah.
But now they've been fixed and he's delighted with himself. Have a listen.
My secret is new teeth. I smile down. I smirk smile.
Yeah.
But I smirk smile because I had yellow nubs. Yellowed from raver's abuse. So I didn't open my mouth at all. And it led to this sort of smirky thing. Now I like it.
So now he's got proper turkey teeth.
Oh, he's like the full shebang turkey teeth.
He could have got, you know, he could have got them sponsored.
He could have, yeah.
By Mitsubishi.
Hey! I like it.
He's all raver's teeth. You missed a trick there, kids. You could have got them paid for. Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Red FM Breakfast. Dua Lipa and Houdini. Rihanna's boyfriend, his name is ASAP Rocky. That's his rapper's name.
ASAP, yeah.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky. Jeez, I'm so not down with the kids. I should have said ASAP and I said ASAP. And that's, I'm very embarrassed about that. ASAP Rocky, all right? Yo. Anyway, Rihanna's boyfriend, rapper.
ASAP.
No, ASAP.
Rocky. Is that what they're calling him now? As soon as possible, Rocky.
I'm morphing into my own mother. He was in court overnight. Let's go live to the courtroom to find out if he's going to jail or not.
We, the jury, the above entitled action, find the defendant not guilty of
You can hear Rihanna screaming in the background there as they celebrate the not guilty verdict.
Okay.
This is a very strange story. The three-time Grammy nominee, 36, was charged with two felony counts of assault with a firearm and was alleged to have taken a shot at one of his former close friends.
Right.
They were all part of the ASAP mob.
Okay.
There were a group of friends who were making music and producing music, but Rocky was the only one that became really famous off the back of it. So there was a bit of jealousy in the camp and a bit of a feud went on between the gangs. But he was released.
Hit.
He was released. He is not guilty. And Rihanna obviously absolutely delighted that her boyfriend's not going to be doing some time.
There you go.
So that's all over online this morning. Anyway, on that note, we'll tap out.
And I'll see you as soon as possible. ASAP, we'll be back tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the